South Korea's newly elected president is in Washington, hoping to build a relationship with President Trump. This first meeting between the two leaders happens as North Korea's weapons capabilities are advancing. And for a preview of the summit, we're joined by NPR's Seoul correspondent, Elise Yu. And Elise, what should we expect?
Well, South Korean President Moon Jae-in left Seoul with dozens of South Korean business leaders who are going to talk up the ties between the two countries economically. So that's going to happen on the business side. But on overall policy, there's going to be a lot of focus on North Korea, but don't expect any substantive outcomes. The two are likely to reaffirm the longstanding security alliance between the U.S. and South Korea. And as you mentioned, this is really more about establishing a relationship between President Trump and President Moon, and there's a big onus on the two to get along because they don't have full teams yet to manage the relationship. 6 months in, there's still no U.S. ambassador to Korea, for instance, and a lot of empty posts at the top levels of state and defense who would normally advise on Asia policy.
And where does South Korean President Moon Jae-in stand on addressing North Korea's threats, and how does it compare with the U.S. policy with regard to those threats?
Moon Jae-in has historically favored more engagement with North Korea in favor of talking to North Koreans, but Pyongyang's continued provocations have actually created a tough environment for that right now. The Trump administration has come out in favor of more pressure and sanctions instead of engagement. So in broad strokes, it seems like these two positions are different. But President Moon is a pragmatist. His administration isn't going to wildly diverge from the U.S. line in the face of ongoing missile tests and possibly nuclear tests. If the ground does shift a little and North Korea does indicate a greater willingness to come to the table, that's where we may see some daylight between the two administrations, but we're not seeing any signs of that right now.
Earlier this week, President Trump said that North Korea should be dealt with, and his word was rapidly. What are the options for doing that?
They're all bad, and they're as bad as they were for the previous administrations, if not worse, with the passage of time. The U.S. doesn't want to, quote, reward North Korea by talking to them without preconditions. Sanctions haven't worked so far because they're not applied by all the countries who've agreed to them. And, you know, the more North Korea gets isolated, the more it's had to innovate to get around those sanctions. Now, of course, there is an option of a military strike, but that's especially dangerous because the North has made clear any impending attack would lead them to counterstrike by unleashing, at the very least, artillery on Seoul. And that's where there's 20 million people and tens of thousands of U.S. troops. So really, Robert, no good options.
Several months ago, President Trump was talking about non-nuclear countries in the Far East possibly gaining nuclear weapons. He's talked a lot about countries that run trade surpluses with us, having unfair trade deals with us. Is there any sense of hostility with Donald Trump as the new president comes here to Washington?
Moon Jae-in is on a charm offensive precisely because of some of the things that President Trump mentioned on the campaign trail about the major trade surplus, surpluses really with a lot of East Asian economies like South Korea's, like Japan's, and like China's. But what we saw after Xi Jinping and Japan's Shinzo Abe met with Donald Trump was that his rhetoric really softened after he met with the leaders. So President Moon Jae-in is hoping for a similar result.
That's NPR Asia correspondent Elise Hu talking to us from Seoul, South Korea. Elise, thanks.
You bet.